Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Family First Care. This is Yona.
Hi. What is your name again? I'm sorry.
Yona Blackstein.
Yona. Hi, Yona. This is Mariah calling back again.
Yes, Mariah.
I had a question, so I just wanted to give a clear understanding just so I know. So basically, like 2 to 3 weeks to pay it back, right?
Yep, the last two paychecks were after he was deceased.
Okay, so if I just paid it back everything in full, like, is everything still?
That's up to the state. There's two problems. One, that money was paid out, right? So there's a financial aspect of this. And the other problem is that the services were billed for after the patient was deceased. The visits were verified after the patient was deceased. So it's two different problems. The financial side, you're probably going to be clear of when you return the money. The fraud side, it's up to the state. I will tell you, the investigations do take time. Probably a month or two before you even hear from somebody, but you will hear from somebody, and investigations usually take like a year or two.
Right, but I just still want to, you know, money back. Because, yeah.
Yeah.
And I totally understand you're not wrong with. And I just want to be in good standing with y'all and stuff like that. And like I said, again, I do not want to go to jail, like, at all.
Believe it or not, I mean, we're a relatively large agency. I deal with the state on this type of thing all the time. It happens more than you think, but they do investigations, I promise you. They do it, and things happen from it. Usually it's just very large fines. It depends on the state. But sometimes it's much more than that.
Right. So is there a way that we could just
It's nothing to do with me. It's up to the Office of Inspector General, which is the state agency that oversees Medicaid fraud on behalf of the federal government.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem.